Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
I want to talk to you in this podcast about preaching without notes. Some of the greatest preachers in church history have been men who have preached without notes. John Calvin, for example, preached without any notes. In fact, Calvin preached out of a Hebrew Old Testament or a Greek New Testament and without any notes. Admittedly, he was a genius of highest order, but he intentionally preached without notes so that there would be a spontaneity about his preaching. He didn't want to be dense or thick or stiff as he preached. He wanted a lively, is the word he used, a lively delivery as he preached. And for Calvin, he felt preaching without notes best enabled him to have this extemporaneous element in his preaching that helped his personality and his passion come out even more so. R.C. Sproul is a modern-day expositor who preaches without notes. He is a former professor of mine. And when I studied under him in my doctoral program, he actually took my notes away and made me preach in class without notes, which was a terrifying experience for me. But what he was wanting to teach me was better eye contact, more spontaneity, better gestures, certain things that come out in preaching without notes, and to force me to have a better vocabulary that I would have at my beckoning call that I could pull from as I would preach. Another great preacher who entered the pulpit without notes was John Knox, the great Scottish reformer who had sat under Calvin's preaching in Geneva and no doubt was directly influenced by Calvin's preaching. So when John Knox returned to Scotland and launched the Scottish Reformation in 1559, Knox preached by simply writing certain words in the margin of his Bible, but he had no notes. And those words, as you can imagine, were very few. John Knox was a powerhouse of a preacher. He roared like a lion. He saw himself as one blowing a trumpet as he stood in the pulpit. And so Calvin, Sproul, Knox, great preachers who preached without notes. I have talked, on the other hand, with John MacArthur, who uses a pretty full set of notes. And whether it's 70% or 60% of what he says is in those notes, he nevertheless has multiple pages of notes. The key is you need to use what works for you the best. Now, I use notes, but it is very good for me to occasionally preach in settings without notes or only having scratched a few words in the margin of my Bible. I can tell you, on Wednesday nights in my previous pastorate, there would be certain weeks that there were such pressures brought upon my time that I was unable to go through the normal process of manuscripting my message. And I would go into that Wednesday night setting, admittedly a smaller setting, and I would preach without notes. Here's what my own children would say and my wife would say to me after those occasions. Dad, Steve, you preach better without notes. I hated to hear that because my notes are a little bit of a crutch for me and they help hold me up. But I learned from that I needed to become less dependent upon whatever notes I did take into the pulpit. And it's good for me as I travel to be in different settings and to speak without notes. I would also do the same in men's Bible studies. Right now I teach a men's Bible study in Dallas, and for some of those studies I lead it without any notes. And I'll have to admit there is a certain dynamic and energy that comes out that is better than if I was more closely attached to my notes. So I want you to think about preaching some without notes, experimenting with preaching without notes. Maybe it's simply a Bible study you lead to start the elders meeting. Maybe it's a Sunday school class. Maybe it's a Wednesday night. But there will be certain elements that will be brought out of you that will help develop you as a preacher if there are some occasions when you preach without notes. I know that when I preached for John MacArthur in the pulpit of Grace Community Church, which is quite an experience, you're preaching to thousands of people. There were two morning services. I preached the first service with 22 pages of notes, 22 8x5 index cards. When I preached the second service, 30 minutes later, I preached with no notes. I was able to preach the second time simply by preaching out of my Bible, and all I had time to do was underline a few key words in the text and draw circles around certain words and write one word for the outline out in the margin for each heading. But as I preached without notes, I think some people would say it was even more effective. So here's the point. You need to do what works for you. For many great preachers, it's been to preach without notes. I would encourage you to experiment with this and see what works best for you. But there will be some positive dynamics that will come out without notes. God bless you.